Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Go over to Luke 7. Let me tell you what Jesus does when it comes to dead things. The centurion has a son who's not doing too well. And then as he's on his way to his house, the servants come and say, "Don't bother the master." What did Jesus say? "Don't listen to these guys, because I'm coming and I'm going to raise him up." Now listen, along the way, he runs into, guess what? A funeral. And what do you do when you see a funeral? You take your hat off, bow, because someone who's dead is coming by. Have you ever had news come to you or to a loved one and the words are deafening? "This is what we found," and they read, and hell, I've been there too many times with my own family and with people outside our family, but the family of God. And when they come, I can see the expression on people's faces change instantly because they're getting what kind of news? But then the Word of God says the Gospels are the good news. So what should we do? Immediately start applying the good news of Jesus Christ, that he's a healer, he's a restorer. Nothing that's dead will ever stay dead. Some of you are experiencing, listen to me, the brokenheartedness of having dead situations in your life that you kind of covered over with dirt a little bit, thinking, well, I'll just leave it there and we don't have to worry about it. God is going to raise those dead things back to life. Some of you have been hurt, you have been wounded, you have been critically ill at times in your life because of things people have said and done to you. You're brokenhearted. I'm going to give you a definition of it in a minute. But God today is going to raise you up from being brokenhearted into brand new life in Christ Jesus. I have an anointing on me today to tell you that's what's going to happen. If you leave this place the same as you came in, it's not God, it's not the preacher, it's not the word. I'm telling you, if you lay everything at the feet of Jesus today, God is going to set you free by the power of God. There's nothing too big for him. There's nothing too big for him. There's nothing too small for him. Big or small, he's in charge of it all. Hallelujah. Now listen to what happens here. Look at verse 12. "Just as he drew near the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died being carried out, the only son of his mother." What did that say? That means he was the breadwinner, no husband. Say the only. I know somebody else who was the only begotten son. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he got raised from the dead. Hallelujah. My God, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large gathering from the town was accompanying her. And when the Lord saw her, say when the Lord saw her. Help me out now. I keep this phrase always in my spirit. Say this out loud with me. When Jesus shows up, everything changes. When you and I show up, a change should begin. When you and I show up, we have the power of the resurrected Christ on the inside of us that can change any situation, whether it's still breathing or it's dead. Lazarus rose from the dead after he was dead 4 days. And what does the Bible say? Well, there's no hope. There's no more expectancy because it was thought that after the third day, there's no opportunity for him to be raised from the dead, which tells me they believe that could happen. But on the fourth day, say on the fourth day, all hope is gone. Listen to me. That's a lie. There's never anything in your life or my life that says when all hope is gone. Hope can't go anywhere because Jesus will grab it by the collar and bring it right back in here and say, "Get back here where you belong." The enemy is a liar. The enemy is a liar. The Bible says there's no truth in him. If there's no truth in him, why would I want to hang around somebody with no truth in him? But yet we do sometimes. Well, somebody said this and somebody said that. I don't care. What I care about is what the word says. And I'm going to keep saying what the word says. But what happens if it gets tougher? It's already tough. Do you ever have a tough piece of meat? Have you ever chewed and chewed and chewed and thinking it's going to get better? And eventually, what do you have to do? Take it out of your mouth. When something isn't chewable, get rid of it. Lies are not chewable or something you and I can digest. When you get so much of the word on the inside of you and I that when a lie shows up or deception shows up, we say, "Go in Jesus' name." begin to speak the truth of God's word right out of your mouth. Guess what'll happen? He'll run scared. Say, he'll run scared. He'll run scared. Are you ready? When Jesus shows up, say it, when Jesus shows up, everything changes. Jesus said, young man, I say to you, verse 13, arise from death. So this guy was gone. I still have a tape in my office from a guy at a fire conference who was raised from the dead. Rodney talks about that, and so does Brother Ted. Raised from the dead. He was dead. They interviewed the doctor. They interviewed the undertaker. This guy was gone. He was in the basement of a church at a conference because they were going to have a funeral after everything was over. And they had a couple of guys there watching the box. All of a sudden, they heard some movement. And they both looked at each other like, what's that? And the man, listen, popped the lid open and sat up in the basement of the church, and it emptied the basement out in most of the church. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, here's where the mind of the non-believer or the make-believer goes. I'll tell you where mine goes. Get him out of that thing. He doesn't belong there anyway. Well, didn't the undertaker embalm him? Do you think that matters to God? Maybe he gave him all new body parts on the inside. So you can't stop there and think, well, this has already taken place. So then how could God can do anything at any time, anywhere. Say anywhere.
Anywhere.
Say he was dead. And what did he say? That means death has a pair of ears. And when Jesus rose from the dead and spent those 3 months, did you get that in your spirit? He came out and he asked the devil for something, a set of keys for death. He already owned them, but he's asking for the keys because keys show authority. Death, hell, and the grave. Death, where's your sting, Romans says? Death has no sting. You and I have dual citizenship again. If we leave this place, we're going back home. This is not our permanent residence. Think about it. You plan the whole life out, all these things. Sometimes they go well, sometimes they go. And now you're over here close to the end of what may be your life or my life. And then we're going to die and leave everything behind us. Well, that's wonderful. No, I'm not leaving anything behind us because there's nothing here that's holding me down. I'm going back home where I belong, where the sun shines all the time. Not like Alaska when there's 6 months of darkness and you can see on the horizon a sliver of light. I'll be out of there real quick. Amen. I want the whole day. Say the whole day. I'm one of those people who likes to see the sunrise and the sunset. I'll take my wife. Let's go for a sunset ride. Not on a boat, just in a vehicle. I want to just watch the sunset. Listen, I say to you, arise from death. And the man who was dead, say, who was dead? How does somebody who's dead hear? Guess what? I don't have to know. Where did this thing come from? Did it come from your parents? He says, I don't know. I was blind, now I can see. What matters is I can see. What matters is he can walk around and he can go back to his mother's house and be in the place he should be in. Don't ask the wise. Just say hallelujah and begin to praise him. Say hallelujah and begin to praise him. And the man, verse 15, who was dead, sat up. A dead man spoke. You know why he spoke? Because he wasn't dead. Things that are dead don't stay dead when Jesus shows up. Things that are well are going to get better. The better is going to get better, and the worse is going to get better. Don't hang around words or around people that want to spit stuff out that doesn't line up with the word of God. Say, when Jesus shows up, everything changes. Now listen to this word if you don't mind, because this fits some folks here today, and God wants to change your life supernaturally. Brokenhearted means a person who has been shattered or fractured by life. That's the Greek. Someone who has been shattered or fractured by life. There are things, again, like I said a few moments ago, there are some things in your life in the past that have broken your heart. And you have even said this out of your mouth. I've said it. I'm just so brokenhearted. Shut your mouth. Don't say you are, because you don't attract the Spirit of God. What you attract is every demon spirit. Say, yeah, they're still struggling with being brokenhearted. Listen. Brokenheartedness doesn't belong in the kingdom of God. The Bible says the anointing was on Jesus to do what? Heal the brokenhearted. Say, heal the brokenhearted. There's nothing you and I have to be broken about. The word heal means this. to set free or to loosen from the effects of a shattered life. There is freedom coming today in this house for some of you. I'm telling you, there's freedom coming for some of you. There's been a burden you've been carrying around, didn't even know you were carrying around, but it's there. But today it's going to be exposed and removed. Listen to some other definitions, can I? Listen to some of the definitions of brokenhearted. It means overwhelmed by grief or disappointment. Disappointment in a marriage. Disappointment with your children. Disappointment in all kinds of things in life. How many of you ever run into disappointment? Run over it. Doesn't belong. If God shuts a door, don't go in through the window to try to get in. If God shuts it, then he'll have another one open for you. If the devil tries to close a door on you, he doesn't have enough in him to even come near the doorknob. You stand there and say, no, this is what God told me to do. This is what I'm going to do. People try to shut me down from going in the ministry for I don't know how many years. Well, you know this and that. No, all I know is God called me. I remember in college, they found out where my wife and I were going to go to the Northeast. And you know the old phrase out of Bible college all these years later? Oh, the graveyard of preachers. And you know what I did? I got a little bold right about that. I got like this and I said, if there's a graveyard with dead people in, I'm going to raise them up. Amen. Don't you tell me I can't do something because he's already done it and I'm waiting for my marching orders. And guess what? The graveyard of preachers has produced a New Testament church in New York State that today needs more answers than ever before. People are playing the blame game. Blame this person and that person and what this person said. I'm telling you, when you take God out of life, you'll run into all kinds of problems. When you take God out, the enemy will come in. But this church and you and I as part of the body of Christ will not ever take God out. Because if God goes out, something's going to sneak on in and replace it. Say glory to God. Listen to another word or two. The word means desolate. Brokenhearted means despairing. It means devastated. It means depressed. There's no need for you and I to be devastated. No need for us to be depressed. I'm here to tell you, your broken heart is broken no more. I'm here to tell you, Jesus came, the anointed one, and the Bible says this in Isaiah. It says, he came to destroy the yoke. The anointing does what? Destroys the yoke. Destroy means totally and completely shatter. You can't put it back together again. 1 John 3:8 says, for this reason the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Say destroy the works of the enemy. And what I drew as a comparison to that was if someone's sewing a garment and they pick it up after they've sewed the garment and it falls apart, it's because the thread ran out, the bobbin ran out. But you don't know that. Jesus showed up. Say when Jesus showed up, as a baby, he destroyed the works of the enemy. His works are destroyed. The works of Jesus are strong and powerful. And you and I today are going to see your lives change. If you have anything in your life in the past that's caused you to be brokenhearted, it's going to change right now. Say it's going to change right now.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.